Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
It is tight up here. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Legion of Skanks New Year's Eve Spectacular.
I have the gayest dunce cap ever created.
Dude, it's a good look for you.
I'm a dumb gay. What's up, guys? Fucking Jersey. Skanks in Jersey. Is this the first time we've ever done Legion of Skanks in New Jersey?
You look like a Puerto Rican.
I believe it is, Lewis.
I think it is. Lewis, you look like a Puerto Rican cone head.
A coño head?
Oh.
That was good.
When my old ears move up and down, I was scratching across my eyes with this. Yeah, dude, first time ever in fucking Jersey.
Dirty Jersey, fuck
and
yeah.
And that's why we decided this year we were going to do New Year's Legion of Skanks in New Jersey, just because the fine people of New Jersey deserve a Legion of Skanks show, and also it's very close to all of our homes.
So close. Hell yeah.
Truer words. Truer words.
Fuck yeah. Who's drinking and driving tonight? Yeah! Yeah, dude. Let's fucking murder some babies.
Oh, they're trying to tell you you can't drink and drive, New Jersey. Fuck you, Obama. You know what I mean?
Fuck that shit. Did you guys see Christine's Neil Diamond jacket? She's sparkling.
Yeah, I like it. It's very nice.
Very, very nice.
Man, I feel bad because I saw Christine a lot tonight and never noticed
her
jacket at all.
Well, everybody, we have two amazing guests coming on the show, everybody. You know and love these guys. They're from the On the Gate podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network, everybody. Make some noise for the hilarious Gio Perez and Derek Drescher, everybody.
On the Gate, boys. Read my jacket, my achievement stretch like a warning track.
Catch the crazy voice box. I'll throw you straight rock. Yep.
What's going on?
These things don't make a lot of noise.
They don't. It's a little anticlimactic. Warriors, come out and play.
It looks like if Karate Kid 2 was all a bunch of fags.
Yeah. It's very dainty.
Yeah. These are the worst noisemakers ever, Alex.
Was this a Tom thing?
It's a whistle? No, it's not.
Wow.
You piece of shit.
They got you to do that.
You cocksucker.
That's how easy it was to fool us.
Fuck.
God.
There was no hole. I just went.
By the way, I didn't get that he was tricking you, and I tried the other end.
Nah, Lewis, you got to put it in your butt, dude. Yeah, it's a butt noisemaker.
Oh, it's a butt whistle. Oh, I see.
Butt whistle.
Turn the cameras off.
Honestly, Alex, we gave you a budget of $9.99, and this is what you come back with?
What is this? This is for the tiniest New Year's ever?
This looks like, this sounds like this is to trap a small bird.
Ooh, the blue jay.
Come here, little guy.
Oh, is that a whippoorwillow?
Look, I'm very excited to be here on New Year's Eve. We've never done this before. We haven't done a New Year's Eve show together in a few years. We used to do it in Los Angeles every year. And I think I want to make this a tradition. Come out to Jersey every fucking year. And make one-tenth of the money that we would make anywhere else.
Dude, that's Lewis business right there. You guys are finding out right now. Dave and Jay with you. This is a tradition every year.
Every year, dude.
There is something amazing. And listen, this show wouldn't exist without Lewis. He's always been the one who, like, really puts the work in and gets it all organized. But man, he is so comfortable to just make a promise on behalf of me and Jay. I just get on stage, and we're going to do this for the rest of our lives.
Oh, Dave.
Like, I agreed to tonight.
Not only that, we're doing it for free next year, folks. You don't got to pay. Free tickets for everybody here.
Dave.
And Jay's going to suck all your dicks.
Yeah.
Jay's going to suck you dry.
Dave, you were downstairs. You missed upstairs when Lewis promised the owner of this place that... because we're all going to be living in Jersey, that we will be doing a monthly show. Each of us individually will be doing a monthly show. He told him that's going to happen.
It will.
What's wrong with you, man?
I promise it will. Do you think it won't? It will. Don't tell me. Fine, guys. We're going to just pretend it won't.
All right, Jay. I'll be honest. You made an excellent point, but I'll be damned if the kid doesn't suck you in. He promised it's going to happen. All right. We're all doing shows here.
We're very happy that Derek and Gio are here, the two only comedians available tonight. It was pretty sick. Nobody else. We asked everybody.
Well, their POs are on vacation, so they couldn't check in and leave town.
You guys going to get like Voss or Berg?
No, Voss and Berg are fucking out there doing some Jewy New Year's thing right now.
From Palestine?
Those guys are splitting $300 for Israel.
instead of a noisemaker, they pop off a Palestinian baby's head.
Yeah. New Year's for Israel show?
It's an empty fucking mortar show.
Well, look, I'm very excited. It is New Year's Eve. I mean, we're going to do the countdown on the show. So we have like another hour here before we do that. But we're going to fucking ring the year together.
Lewis, that's way down the sheet. What are you doing?
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to promise them a countdown. I get it. Lewis business.
Can you talk to us first before you start promising them countdowns?
Hey, could I get a beer?
Wait a minute. If Gio's here...
Hold on. Wait a minute. If you're here and Gio's here,
zero, then
who's in prison?
That must mean
who's rummaging through the change holders in everybody's car right now?
Can I get a beer? You Michelob Ultra? Nice.
Can I get a real beer for a man? Like a beer for a grown adult man.
Cerveza.
Corona.
What do you have? Like, whatever. Not like a beer for the beach.
El Alcoholo.
Yeah, I'll do an IPA.
Can we they're watching a show right now.
How you say beer-o?
Lewis, we're putting on a show for the people.
Hey,
chicken fingers.
Mexican Gio, Jack and Coke.
He's a guest here, guys.
We'll get him on the way back. Don't you worry, Gio. We're going to get you that Jack and Coke.
Pouring everybody water. What a host.
So, look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. It's really just resolutions and the countdown, I believe. That's basically what we have planned. But, I mean, look, I'm excited, man. Everyone's fucking... We had a great year. We literally had the best years. I got to say, I'm very proud of Big Jay. Jay closed on a house in Jersey yesterday, so he's now a New Jersey resident. And his address is... I swear to God, this is his address. They're going to bleep it out of the show, but go visit him tonight.
Go tonight. Storm it.
Now, we're all...
Let the neighbors know what's coming.
Very excited. Jay closed his first house. He didn't buy it. He became a real estate agent. He closed his first house. It's been a rough year. But
Big Jay for Remax.
Derek and Gio, what was New Year's Eve like? Were you guys in jail during New Year's Eve ever?
Yes.
You were?
Yes. Yeah, we drank toilet wine.
No.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Hooch. Yeah.
How do they make toilet wine?
That's called piss.
In the toilet?
I'll be honest, it's New Year's Eve right now, and they just tried to give me a Michelob Ultra, so it's not that far
off. It's called piss, Gio, and that's more of a Riesling, if I'm being honest.
It's more of a honey mead.
What would a typical night look like on New Year's Eve? You're drinking toilet wine, everyone's partying?
No, you're locked in at 10:30.
Yeah, it's,
oh, you don't get to do a countdown?
No. Fuck no. What?
Do they estimate it?
And the CEO just fuck around and do the countdown and be like, all right, guys, 10, 9, 8. And
but those were just your prison numbers?
Yeah, that's it. The only time they let us stay up late was for the Super Bowl. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, but you watch the Super Bowl?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. As long as there's no violence.
in the game.
If anyone started a fight, then you, would you fucking hate that guy who started a fight? Second quarter.
Yeah,
dude.
Beat the shit out of him.
By the way, Lewis only feels for the guy who got into the fight. He's like, I've been waiting all week for this Super Bowl because I knew we were going to get out so I could fight this guy.
Dude, I would love to ruin the Super Bowl for all the other prisoners.
You're not a football fan? That's good thinking.
Dude, I did the
team sports are for faggots.
When I was in the eighth grade, right across the street from my house, I always lived by something extremely noisy. And I grew up across the street from the firehouse on Railroad Avenue in Rockland County, New York, in West Avistra.
It was a nuclear power plant.
I remember during the World Series, it was Yankees. I want to say Yankees Red Sox. I must have been.
No, that's not the World Series. Jesus fucking Christ! What's wrong with this guy? It's the same fucking league.
Yeah, that's
same division.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yankees Red Sox World Series.
No, not in the World Series.
That wouldn't be in the World Series.
No,
it would be. It would be the round before the World.
Shut up! Shut up, gay bitch! Shut up! Shut up! You're gay for knowing that.
Listen, if you know Lewis, you got a great amount of curve. It's close enough. It was for the pennant. Okay, so you.
No. It was Game 7 of the World Series. Whenever it was, maybe it wasn't the Yankees Red Sox. Fuck faces.
What year was it?
I don't know.
The Yankees are up by a field goal. Derek Jeter's at the line.
Holy shit, he just slam dunked the ball.
Andrew Manning's going for the cycle.
It was the Yankees in the World Series. It was Game 7. It was a big fucking deal.
Okay, I'm trying to.
It's Arizona, 2001.
It's.
It might have been the Subway Yankees Series.
No, Game 7.
How old were you at this point?
Eighth or ninth grade.
So then it couldn't have been Subway 2001.
Series. Guys, it doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Hang on. It was a big year.
We're trying to figure it out. So they were in 96.
96.
That went to six games.
Braves.
It was the Braves. Then they came back in
98. They swept the Padres.
They swept.
It was probably 96.
No, but that wasn't Game 7, dude.
Yeah. Cock sucker. Game 5, last game, important game, doesn't matter. None of the details you're looking for don't matter.
Lewis, let me check. You see, recently a future me came to me in the park and gave me a farmer's almanac from the past. So I can check all of that and find out what the scores are. I didn't use it for evil like Biff.
It was the last game, and all the firemen were watching it. They were volunteer firemen, so all they had was all they had was the basement. Like they had a big TV, and they had like a pinball machine, and like, there was a bunch of retarded guys who were volunteering to put out fires. And me and my friends called in a fake fire alarm during the last 10 minutes of the game. It was awesome. We just watched them slowly putting on their stuff and getting into the truck.
Volunteer firefighters. Either don't want to be around their families, or they're going to tell chicks they're firefighters. There's only two solutions to that. I remember every jerk-off who did that in my high school was a dildo.
That is, by the way, I think it was underappreciated. I'm sorry, Lewis. I didn't mean to step on your punchline. I was just trying to locate the year. But that is pretty goddamn hilarious that you had to call a fake fire and watch upset volunteer firefighters to ruin their night.
They took their time getting into that fire. It was awesome.
They're like, we took a stupid oath no one cares about.
There's probably a few volunteer firemen in here.
Sure, dude. This is Jersey.
This is Jersey.
There's probably real firefighters in here.
Well, we don't want to hear from you. Are there any volunteer firefighters?
I feel like they shouldn't take volunteer firefighters. We should pay those guys.
Yes.
They're saving people's lives.
Yes.
And do you know that they won't get a cat out of a tree? Do you know that? Did you know that they will not? They literally say, dude, that's not my fucking problem. They hang up the phone on you. My sister's cat got caught in a tree, and I tried to call the fire department.
Wait, I didn't even
know. I'm not going to lie. I thought cat in a tree was more of I thought the whole thing was sort of a saying. I didn't know cats get stuck in trees.
Yeah, the real thing.
Can't they just, like, jump down?
But they don't. Sometimes they keep on climbing higher and higher, like my sister's dumb fucking cat. And then I tried to climb a ladder. I couldn't get it. I had to pay a guy.
Lewis, that was a stuffed cat. She kept putting further up the tree so you'd stop fucking it.
I feel like Lewis's sister's cat breaks into Lewis's cat's house to steal Lewis's cat's
It steals his catnip. No, her cat climbed up a tree, and we couldn't get it down. And then I tried to call the police, firemen. I tried to get other men in the neighborhood to climb the ladder because I was too scared. And eventually,
what was the game on in the background?
Eventually, I had to call a guy who prunes trees, like a professional tree pruner, to come in and get the cat out of the tree.
Really?
Yep.
You couldn't have just waited? Is that possible? Like,
hey, thanks for coming down on Game 7 of the Super Bowl.
Really appreciate it, man.
I feel like that cat would rather climb to the highest peak to be away from me upon calling it a bunch. Like,
no, that's what I tried to get it, and it just kept on climbing higher and higher. But then what happened? It started to get rainy and windy, and then I was like online. It was like, it's fine as long as it doesn't get rainy and windy. I was like, motherfucker.
Did you try $300?
Yeah, I tried to climb it.
How high did you get?
I got up like 5 steps on the ladder, and then my fucking limp-wristed son was barely holding it, and my legs started shaking.
I didn't realize this was that recent. I don't know why I'm picturing you being younger.
No, no, no. This was literally maybe 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking
you called the fire department to ask for a 1950s problem.
Dude, I swear to God, they will not come to get your cat out of that fucking tree.
I know. There's no milkman. I'm learning so many things as I get older.
Well, anyway, we're very excited about tonight's show. We have a lot of things planned here. Alex, you have a time capsule for us to put together? There you are. Alex, over there. She throws her voice now. It's a whole thing. It's a trick. So we have a time capsule. Are we going to bury it here at the Dojo of Comedy? Or are we going to bury it in Jay's backyard because he's having a septic tank redone? The hole's already there. It's a brilliant idea.
It is hilarious.
You guys will find out later.
So we went over. We saw before we came here today, we saw Jay's new house for the first time. So he just closed yesterday, and he hasn't moved in yet, but he has the place. And anyway, the septic tank had to be replaced, so the old owners have to. And it is, the house is beautiful. It's awesome. I'm very proud of Jay and happy for him and Christine. But there is something really funny about like seeing your new beautiful house, and you're like, look how cool this is. Try to overlook the entire backyard being torn up with shit everywhere.
Destroyed.
I know. Yeah, that smell, that'll be gone, they say, in a few weeks.
Yeah, but it's a perfect place for our time capsule, which will fit one large dildo. That's what my contribution is, one giant black dildo that we're putting in this.
I mean, the dildos you buy, right?
Hell yeah.
It's 13 inches.
Okay, whore.
Right.
By the way, Alex.
That's your wife, just, Mike.
Yeah. Mike. For the right, she just eyed that up and went, that's 13. That's
she went up. Right
by the way, yeah,
inches.
I bet right now, if you looked at her belly, she has like a marker mark somewhere, like right here.
Wait, dude. Goes, this is 13 inches. So there's a dick. This is a 13 inch dick.
That's no, crazy. That's way thicker than a 13 inch dick, dude.
Oh, whoa. God! It popped!
It's 11 inches.
Yeah. Oh, you queer, you made it come.
Grandma.
Damn, Dave, you know how to work a 13-inch dick like a fucking pro. Wow, dude.
Leave it to the Jewish guy to circumcise the 13
Dave.
Inches.
You must
and
have
now,
the softest, most
now
Jewish hands.
He can go to heaven.
Here's the thing. Alex was like, all right, everyone bring something to put in the time capsule, and none of the Legion of Skanks remembered things.
What are you talking about? I will contribute this noisemaker.
Oh, no way. I brought a noisemaker for that.
I do.
Nah, dude, I already did. You got to think of something else. I'll put in Lewis's phone.
Oh, come on. Oh, no. Dude, oh, my God. But you got Derek and Gio, you guys brought things for the time capsule, right?
Yeah.
What'd you guys bring?
I brought a vape.
You brought a vape pen?
Yeah. And a dead vape.
It doesn't even have vape juice in it. You used it.
I don't even have it on me.
God damn it, Derek.
He didn't remember time capsule stuff either. Gio, did you bring something? He brought something emotional, like something of his like grandmother embroidered.
A dreidel.
He brought a dreidel.
I brought Judice.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll see you later.
Dude, Judice is the most hilarious name for a dreidel
Let
I've
me tell
ever
you
heard.
Something.
That was great.
Three.
Did you make that up?
Let's.
Yeah. Not that's give, what you dude, just playing with two dreidels and fucking rolling dice is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I was going to say Jew die, but that sounds fucked up because it's only one. I had two.
Solid. That was good.
Folks, it was a solid joke.
Gio?
That was excellent.
Gio, I'm very pulling good. The curtain on Derek and Gio and saying they forgot this whole thing, too. He just has a dead vape, and I'll tell you that Gio went his pocket from his jacket yesterday because at the stand, Joe Harari was giving out dreidels to everybody who walked by.
Joe Harari was giving
out
Judice?
Wait, he was doing that to everybody?
Is that what they give you instead of paying you at the stand?
I thought I was the only one.
Wait, nope. How does the stand have the money to buy dreidels to give out? Did they spend the 10 grand they stole from
they
us?
They stole $10,000 from us.
And used it exclusively on dreidels. That,
ooh,
I would accept that.
That burns even more.
No, I'd accept that. That's pretty funny. If we bought $10,000 worth of dreidels, would have made me laugh.
Dreidels.
I would have been like, kudos, hats off. You win, Stan. That's great.
You go, when you show up to move into your house, they go, listen, we seized your house. but we've given you 6 million dreidels. That's okay. A great ratio from what your house calls to dreidels.
I don't even think... it's more like 250,000 dreidels.
Yeah. Well, with inflation, they say it was 6 million, but they keep revising the number down.
With inflation, I'll tell you what, 230.
6 million dreidels is not going to build a big house.
Well, I mean, here's we don't have anything to put in our time capsule now.
Yeah. I drew a Dominican flag on it, too. Just to
that's
fun.
I mean, I guess we'll put that in the time capsule. No, people are going to find this in the future. Nobody's going to care about these dumb toys.
Nobody.
Does anybody in the audience have anything they can put in our time capsule?
All we have is a dreidel?
That represents 2024?
I brought something, Louis.
What'd you bring, Alex?
I brought my baby sock that represents 2024 for me.
And it's full of Harrington's pubes.
I should have brought my cum sock. Just orange stains on the sock 10 years from now.
The fucking orange. What, the Sazon?
Oh, that's a perfect sock for my dick, too.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Hey,
oh, hell yeah, dude. This guy's Social Security card.
Hold on, let me take a picture of it first.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to steal his identity, his Social Security number is. There it is, guys,
like,
right there.
Aren't you going to need that?
You're unemployed. You're going to stay unemployed
now.
I think we just figured out, first of all, I just figured out why you're unemployed.
Yeah.
Your logic is all your identification. Fucked up.
Horrible decisions.
That's great. But that doesn't really represent 2024.
No, I don't need my house keys. My car broke down.
A PBA card. No, thank you. Yeah, guys, give it up for this. Yeah. Give it up for this. Wait, friend of a pig.
Do those things work anymore?
Yes.
Does anyone, do they really?
Yeah, if you got a good one.
Listen to the criminal.
What?
Yes, they work.
Yeah.
I've never had it help once.
I've used one before.
I had one signed by the president of PBA that I met at a comedy show.
Really?
And it worked. He gave me two.
It was a president of the Peanut Butter Association.
Peanut Butter Association.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, what was the situation where it helped?
This is a good one.
I got pulled over. I was speeding. Oh, no. I cut through the HOV lane.
Uh-huh.
And I just told him I was in a rush to get to a comedy show, and I gave him the car with my ID, and he just let me slide.
Really? Don't you have to know the cop's name?
No, because it's written. He signed it in the back.
Yeah.
I thought the whole thing is if the cop asks you, you have to be like, oh, it's Officer fucking Johnson.
I'll have the cop's name.
No, you have to sign it.
So this is what, okay, I've never, like, used a PB.
You don't drive.
Well, yes, but I've had a couple of them.
When you stopped walking?
I have been.
Sir, please leave me alone. I know a police officer. I'm just trying to walk here.
He sells him a dreidel. All
right.
I have been stopped by cops on foot many, many times in my life. I was walking drunk, to be fair. But what I don't understand about it is, how do you, like, is there this weird, it feels almost like a chick trying to seduce a guy, like, when the cop goes, like, can I see your license, and you just have to go, here's my license, and...
Yeah, it does feel weird.
Oh, I accidentally pulled this card up.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer, those were my panties.
Because if it goes bad, like... I assume they're gonna be shitty right away. Like, I don't give a fuck about this.
I get caught raping a girl. Yeah. I'm like, here you go. I know, officer.
Oh, he goes, give me your ID. He goes, you your hands still have your own cum on them. Yeah.
Your victim is crying. I was like, don't worry, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give it to a cop.
You're going to prison, like you'd think, right? But check this out, officer. This woman's crazy, right? Wink, wink.
You find out that cop fucked his wife.
So we have Alex's baby sock. Your baby has one cold foot right now, Alex. Good job being a parent.
Wow.
We know what we pay you. That's the only sock you could afford.
Her only pair of socks. Down one.
Wow. I guess that we have
Jesus.
Two noisemakers, a Social Security card, a PBA card, and a sock.
And a dreidel.
2024, y'all.
And a dreidel. All representing 2024.
When we dig this up in 70 years, we'll remember.
Let me see if I got my wallet. Maybe there's something fun.
Could there be something in your wallet?
Jay, be a man. Put the whole wallet in there.
Come on, dude.
Come on,
chain
Jay.
And all.
Okay, let's see. There's some fun things in here, possibly.
Let's see. An MX Platinum card.
Okay. Here we go. This is going to be good stuff. Here, see. Insurance card. Can't do that.
Guys, terrible we can't just insurance. Keep on putting cards in the fucking
thing. No, you'd be surprised. We could. Oh, dude, listen, look.
I can't put this in there, but this is my card that I swipe to get 10% off where I get my nails and brows done.
You need that. I have my SAG after card.
Yeah, put that in there.
I'll never need that.
How about this, guys?
I fucking paid $3,000 to be in fucking Louis C.K. and Joe List's movie. Then they cut me out of the fucking movie, those cocksuckers.
Pieces of
shit. What pieces of shit? I'll tell you this. I have a very handsome Dominican man by the name of Isaiah who cuts my hair.
Hey.
And I've got a punch card that is 5 haircuts away from getting one free.
Wow.
Booyah.
But, dude, what about your free haircut?
It's fine, man.
Oh, Jay, can we clip a little piece of your red hair? Come on, dude.
Oh.
A little piece, dude. A little piece. Give me scissors. Give me scissors. Somebody give me scissors.
You don't just make decisions for me, you fucking psycho. I said no. He goes, give me scissors.
I need a pair of scissors right now. A little lock of hair, dude.
No.
Look, I'm going to show you which one. This one right here. It'll do nothing. Thank you, scissors. Right. It's a microphone, Alex.
If you won't do your hair, do your foreskin.
Fucking they already did that, dude.
There's nothing left.
This little rabbi right before he sucked my cock.
Well, what about one of your earrings? That's all like a real thing, dude.
No. I have these are a whole thing to take out.
A lock of your beard.
What? Why are we going to take things off my butt? Let's do something off your body.
I don't have anything. I have pubes.
Sure. How about this?
I'll put my pubes in. Give me scissors.
No pubes.
Give me scissors.
How about this? If there's a razor here, we'll shave you in a Hitler mustache and put your mustache hair.
Louis!
Hold on.
Louis!
I'm not afraid of having a Hitler mustache, guys.
Yeah.
Sounds
also,
like
if you do a lock of your red hair, I'll let you shave the sides of my mustache and put it in.
Let's do it.
Can I have Christine cut the piece?
You can have Christine cut the piece.
Of hair.
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do?
Nothing. I just wanted to cut the right piece. I'm sure it's a piece she'll see and could be like, this could take a little
turn
piece
around,
off.
Turn around. Yeah, on the back. This little piece right here, dude.
No, don't touch the back, dude. That's the shit I need to pop.
What is Dave going to put in if we're putting our pieces of our body?
I already put in a noisemaker.
No, dude.
Dave, cut yourself. Blood.
Dave, put in a piece of your ear like Van Gogh.
Yeah, scissors are here.
Come on, Dave.
No.
Wait, Lewis has to. We need a razor for Lewis's mustache.
Hold on, but you're altering my entire face.
Yeah.
I get to. You have Christine cut a little snip.
Why
of
are you mad at me? It's a deal you literally said. You made this deal from fucking soup to nuts, and now you're mad at me about the stipulations of it. It's fucking wacky.
He's got a point on that one. It was your deal. It's insane.
Not only are you taking a piece of my body, you're making me look like more of a Nazi than I already am.
No, you're not a Nazi at all now, but people will really see that you're trying to be when you have that mustache.
Can you not see what I am?
Nice.
Thanks, folks.
Can you not
see? Don't heyo me. Can you kick out the guy who said heyo, please? Remove whoever said heyo. Also, there was a girl crying in the hallway before. Hey-o. Why was she crying? Is she
it's
here?
It's New Year's, dude, and she's drinking.
She's hammered, dude. Her boyfriend left her.
Wait, no.
Hold on.
Let's go.
Hold on. Who said that? Harrington?
That was
that
one
was
of
you?
Our people.
Was that Harrington, or was that just someone who sounded like Harrington? Okay. Hold on. So what happened?
Danny, come tell us. Guys, Danny Braff, guys. Clap it up for the great Danny Braff.
Yeah.
You guys know him from the ranks. Very funny comedian.
The mic's not on.
This is why he exclusively works in New Jersey, folks. He's not very good with the microphones.
So what I heard was she was here with a guy, and she was flirting on the security with the security.
Hold on. Just for anyone listening at home, we did a stand-up show right before this.
Yes,
so she was here at the stand-up show.
And she was supposed to be at both shows. She came
up to me. I saw the girl. She came up to me. She was like, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much. She was so appreciative of the show before.
She goes, hey, my boyfriend's in the other room. You want a blowjob?
Too late.
So I heard she was flirting with the security man.
Which
here.
One? My security man.
Hell yeah. The security man. Right, are you there. Trying to show respect?
The security.
Danny Braff, by the way, top three Jewish people I've ever met.
Yeah. Because
all right,
she was,
so everything happened.
She was flirting with the security person.
Yes. What? And by the way, what are you guys going to do with that dreidel? Can I have it?
I recognize the girl because her brother was the DJ at my bar mitzvah.
And then, I put my snot rag in the time capsule.
Yeah, here's two cough drops from Danny Braff.
All I have is a Benadryl for the time capsule.
Her boyfriend caught him flirting and then left and broke up with her.
He broke
nice.
Up with her.
Let's go.
But why did she leave? Why isn't she here trying to suck and fuck all of us?
I think she's upstairs crying right now.
Is that her?
Upstairs?
I think she's in the hallway.
My right belongings now. Are upstairs.
I think she's still crying.
Is that her? Oh, no, that's a man.
Sir, are you her?
Sir,
but
are
not
you?
Far off. She did look like him, though.
Yeah, she really did look like this guy. Like I swear to God. Oh, I saw the silhouette. Bald. I was like, she's here, everyone. Yay.
She's big like that.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah, seriously.
She was a pog.
Big
Should
bitch.
We grab her?
Mike, are you going to go get that girl, you freaky weirdo?
Mike, go get her. We got to talk to her. This is fucking great, dude.
Tell her I need a place to stay tonight.
Thanks, Tom, man. Why are you shaking your head? You already moved in on her, you piece of shit? Oh, she really is upstairs. Shit.
We are upstairs.
Upstairs. There's a whole nother upstairs.
We let her in our other green room?
I guess.
They're so cool. I mean, so cool here. They let us, Mike, the owner, clap it up for the dojo, by the way, guys. How great is the dojo of comedy? Support. We should have said that as well. We're for all the people watching at home.
Absolutely.
We're here at the dojo of comedy in Morris Plains, New Jersey. This place fucking rules.
Sure, sounds a little racist to be owned by an Italian fella, but
that's
all right.
True. He also does an Asian accent all day. That's all he does. Oh, welcome to the dojo.
Thank you for coming to the dojo. Come again, please.
And they exclusively don't hire Asians here.
Yeah.
They should. They should go like that ninja place we went for sushi where the staffs just like rappel down from the ceilings and shit. Full theme.
But they're so accommodating. He was like, he goes, if you guys want, you could smoke cigarettes and weed upstairs. It's fine.
He goes, usually this room is reserved for chicks crying who just got dumped by their boyfriend. But if you guys want to smoke weed up here, you can.
But then we went.
Got to be this security guy. This fucking stud. Yeah,
he's a big guy. But we were smoking up there. We were smoking cigars and cigarettes. And then you could just tell Mike didn't really want us to do it. He was just accommodating us because he kept on coming in and like putting fans on and opening windows and taking down the smoke detector.
He goes, I mean, he came up three times looking for a smoke detector, and he goes, I don't think there's any smoke detector, I think we're fine. And then I just pointed at the smoke detector, and he goes, oh, yeah. And then he set up industrial fans to blow away from the smoke detector. It's 32 degrees in that room upstairs because there's
so
three
cold.
Fans
yeah,
going.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's really cold.
Wait, I don't even want to ask the chick. I'm more interested to ask the security guy. Person.
Thinking, Dave.
I'd like to hear from
He's right there. It's the Jack guy.
You can't do anything. If your girl's flirting with this guy, you just have to take it.
Yeah. We don't know what this guy looked like.
Mike 316.
Was it you, Mike? Was she flirting with you?
This guy may be.
Look at this giant Nazi. Yeah. He rules, dude. This guy can kill
Goldberg.
So many Jews with his bare hands. Danny Braff, watch out. He's going to fucking snap your neck, dude. So what happened? This girl's flirting with you, dude?
Who's next? You should just say, who's next, and throw the mic down and walk away.
And just give him the sphere.
Fucking breathe fire.
Goldberg.
Yes. What happened with this girl? Did you broke up a relationship?
From what I understand.
I have no idea what happened.
You homewrecker?
All I know is that she was really friendly.
And I bet she was.
Fucking crying. I don't know what happened in between. I have no clue.
Was she hot?
She was a pretty girl.
Nice.
Now, from what I understand, this was your 178th straight girl in a row. That you
from her boyfriend.
Sometimes they gotta go.
Harrington's looking. I can see him.
Can I be honest with you? You're so huge. You can go get a real job being a security guard. You don't have to work here, dude. This is crazy. You don't need somebody this powerful to work at the dojo of comedy. Did you think this is a real dojo? Like there's karate guys coming to attack us?
It's not.
Yeah, dude, just advice from one guy to another. You could be protecting people who matter. Yeah. You don't have to be here with us.
Yeah, you should get like Beyonce security guard, not fucking...
Where did she go?
I have no idea.
Did she, after the boyfriend left, did she stay and keep rapping with you a little bit?
Tried to, yeah.
Oh.
And then yeah. when you didn't seem She's interested, no she started falling to pieces?
I don't know if it was... Nah, I can't take responsibility for that, but...
Why don't you give her a shot? If she's still here.
No, I'm a married dude, bro. I'm good.
Dude, who cares?
What are you, gay? Yeah. Fuck this fat chick, dude.
Oh, he was being nice.
Yeah, she was chubby. But no, I think fat chicks are hot, too, dude.
No, yeah, did good
I'm
back
an equal
pedal.
Opportunity guy, just, you know.
No, you said she's a pretty girl, and I didn't get you were just being nice. Wow. I didn't get the wink-wink of that. You're like, she's a pretty girl. I was like, sick. That's cool. That's got to be a nice feeling.
Yeah, she's not your type. 2 diabetes.
Oh, so the guy was an insecure fat guy that was like, here we go again. She's talking to a Jack guy with tattoos. Damn. Yeah. That's all right.
They're I felt so bad.
They're going to fuck later on, but she's going to have a busted lip. No, this is Jersey, dude.
Well your name is Mike?
Yeah.
Security, Mike, what is your New Year's resolution? As now that we have you on the microphone, we're going to do this with some from fans in the audience. We're going to talk to everybody.
What are you going to do in 2025? Finally get in shape?
I'm going to focus on my health.
I think I'm going to work less.
You're going to work less.
All right, that's a good New Year's resolution. Less. I like it. It's an anti-resolution. Yeah. I like that.
That'll make you more attractive to less fat chicks.
God willing.
Hell yeah, guys, clap it up for security guard Mike. Yeah. He's protecting us all tonight. You guys are the best. What are your resolutions, boys? Derek and Gio, do you guys make New Year's resolutions?
No. Yeah, I'm going to quit smoking and drinking.
Really?
For at least a month. I'm going to do dry January. I'm not that determined.
So this is it. Tonight's your last night. I mean, you are on a copious amount of mushrooms right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, about like 3 grams. Not much. It's not a
Is
lot.
That not much? I don't
He's
know.
He's wrecked.
Yeah, I am kind of fucked up. But it's cool.
What about you, Derek? What's your New Year's resolution?
I don't do New Year's resolutions.
All right, cool, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Quick. Yes, and. Dave doesn't even believe in New Year's Eve. It's just a social
When
construct.
Is Jewish New Year's? That already happened, right?
I believe that it's a scheme by the government.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, Jewish, here we go. Jewish New Year's is in, like, fucking... What is it?
Like November.
I don't
right?
know. I follow the Mayan
I wanted
calendar.
To say April, but that's all wrong.
It's like October.
No, that's
isn't
tax
it? Rosh Hashanah?
Day.
Yeah, September.
Good shit.
Imagine if I snipped your hair. We
so
would
pissed.
Actually fist fight.
We fist fight. That was the thing I always, like, the why I loved watching Jackass, but never. I was like, I would never want to hang with these guys in the capacity or have friends.
Because it's funny to watch someone get kicked in the balls, but not so funny to get kicked in the
kicked
balls.
Kicked in the balls. To me, the one that got me always was going up behind people and just shaving a big piece of their head bald. And one of the guys, they zapped him like dangerously. They hit him like 7 times. He looked crazy when it was done. There's like, aha.
I mean,
moving
I mean,
on. It was like a 20 second.
I'd be more nervous about being in a car and somebody putting a live cobra in the car with me. There's so much worse things that they've done to each other.
I mean, of the things that I would go, I couldn't hang out with friends who are like Jackass. The shaving the head thing.
So one thing
is
okay with.
I mean, 6,000th on the list, Jay. You couldn't just be like, oh, your friends like every now and then will just like put your dick in with a cobra. Like.
Well, but if you're dicking with a cobra, I feel like that was always consensual. They threw a cobra in with Bam Margera to fuck with them, which is pretty hilarious. But I would not be a part of that at all. I would scream and cry and beg them to cut the footage. I would be serious. I'm like, seriously, guys, that's not even going to be funny, dude. That was like a real meltdown back there. It was like an actual, I'm being vulnerable and asking you right now to take it out.
Dude, I was just.
Can we just put a gun in our butt and call it a night? Just. There's no venom.
Dude, even many levels down from the Jackass shit, but I was literally, me and Lauren were literally just talking about this the other night. They're like,
doing Jackass
you know,
shit?
No, but there's the couples who like prank each other.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just like, what a nightmare it would be to be in a relationship like that. Where you're like, I might just get out of the shower one day and then like my wife just like douses me with shaving cream or something like that and has like her phone going and like, ha ha, got you. Like, it's I can't live level, like this.
It's the second level that'll piss you off, too. Like, when she, like, lights your sock on fire
and you wake up when you feel your toes start getting hot, and so you wake up right into her ass farting, and she's like, you're like, come on, bitch. Double down.
That's what happened to that woman on the subway. It was just a prank gone wrong. It was a hilarious jackass prank.
It was just a little fart gone too far.
And then once you go that far, when she's burning, you're like, all right, whatever. I'd rather be known as a killer. Let's go.
I was just I'm homeless, bitch, and this is Subway flame fart.
I call this the ass torch.
I'm homeless, bitch. This is Subway flame fart.
All right. I'm homeless, lady.
Is nobody going to help
flame thrower.
Dave, are you doing a New Year's resolution this year?
I've never been a big...
Just fucking say yes, one of you.
Well, I'm saying, if you're asked, Lewis, you can't just ask the question, are you doing a New Year's resolution? I go, well, I'm not really. You go, I don't know. You're answering your question that you're asking me.
All right, should I rephrase the question? Dave, if you were to do a New Year's resolution, what would that be?
Stop hanging out with you as much as, I don't know, distance myself.
Try to get to that from space, toxic Dave, friends. Get that space in your head where you do have resolutions.
It'd just be boring ones. Like, I don't know. I guess I should get in better shape and I should fucking like be healthier. My thing is at the end of every year, I'm always like, next year has to be a bigger, better year than last year. So it's always like kind of a vague thing, but like let's do a like bigger things next year than I did last year.
You're gonna do Rogan 18 times.
Wow.
I'm gonna do Rogan 18 times and still be doing just okay somehow.
I'm gonna make Joe Rogan laugh one time when I'm on his podcast. Just once.
God, wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be crazy, dude?
I'm gonna write that on a letter to Santa. Just give me one sustained chuckle out of this motherfucker.
Rogan would have Santa Claus on and not ask him about delivering presents.
I'm going to try. In 2025, I'd like to not let the stand steal $10,000 from me.
That would be sick, dude.
They really robbed you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Gunpoint.
Gunpoint.
You just let that happen. Shit,
dude. They're hardcore. Back alley shit.
You hear that, Dojo? You don't really have to pay us. We're bitches. You just take the money. We won't do
We won't do shit.
Yeah, we'll go. Guys, here's what you made tonight, but here's your bill.
A retroactive bill.
We're going to play credit card roulette today. This is such an interesting point. So, credit card roulette is when the bill comes out, everyone puts their credit cards in a hat, and you pick out one, and that person has to pay the bill. And it's just such a funny thing, because it's like if you just choose to pay the bill for everybody, you look like the man. But if you lose credit card roulette, like you are the man, you pay the bill, but everyone's like, fuck you, loser. Suck my dick, you little
stupid
bitch.
Stupid ass, eat all the shit.
That's why I put a card in it with no money in it.
Well, if you sit down to a dinner with like 8 or 9 people, as we did earlier today, and you go, you know, like Louis said, you go, hey, guys, this one's on me. Everyone is at least at some point going to go, hey, thanks for dinner. That I appreciate that. But if you go, we're playing credit card roulette, and you lose, no one even thinks to go, hey, thanks for dinner. No. They just go, aha, faggot. Yeah. You lost. You lost.
Also, conversely, if you say you're going to play credit card roulette, and then you're the first person to get the bill, and you go, guys, actually, I'll cover this. It means they really heavily made the bill much less.
You're talking about tonight specifically?
Yeah.
Are you trashing me for paying the bill?
Nah, dude. Thanks, Lewis.
Thanks. The bill came, and I paid the bill.
No one gets thanks. That's the point of all this. Whatever you do, you're fucked. Trying to show us all up, paying the bill.
I didn't try to show you up. I was just being nice. You
didn't feel that way.
It'd be so fun if you guys doing like credit card roulette, and the server just finds a PBA card. Like, what the fuck is this?
Officer Johnson has this.
You're gonna want to check the signature on the back of that thing.
This is on this guy, Patrolman Marcus.
Jay, what about you? Are you doing any New Year's resolutions?
I was thinking about this might be the year I hit Christine and see if she does anything about it. So I always say I think I could beat her and she would be quiet about it, but let's see.
Christine, at this point, you're so in that if he hit you and you tried to fucking leave him, it would really cause more problems in your life than it's worth.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to take the beatings at this point.
No one will believe you. Yeah. I'm being so blatant here by saying it that they'll be like, he's kidding and she's trying to take advantage of that. What a piece of shit
she is. You should just respond and be like,
you guys almost think she deserves to get hit now.
I think like, we should.
Is that all you got?
I think we should do New Year's resolutions, but they should all be core values resolutions. So it's got to be a racist resolution, it's got to be a rapey resolution, and it's got to be a retarded resolution.
Mine was a little rapey.
Okay.
Wait, we're going to say that again?
Rapey. Do you not know the core values of the Legion of Skanks, Derek?
Rape, racism. Because
you're a fucking turncoat, now you're Lev's co-host, you piece of shit.
Oh my God.
You make me sick. You make me sick, Derek.
You and Lev are both fucking
you sell
gay
out.
As fuck. You're just, you're too, you both have the emotional bandwidth of fucking schoolgirls, bro. It's wild. I'm not a turncoat.
I don't understand the argument.
I don't even know what's happening, but that was a good point about Lewis.
Yeah. I did like Derek's point. That was very like, that would make me feel better if he was my cellmate. I'm like, this guy knows shit.
Wait, who's
I wish
Lev
he would wear
first?
A knit hat so I could believe him more.
Yeah, I think
it's rape, racism.
Rape, racism, and mental retardation.
Okay, all right. Rape, racism, and retardation.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Easy.
So my racist resolution is to never let a black person in my home for all of 2025. I swear to God.
For 1 year?
It won't happen.
I mean, dude, who's gonna go ahead and make that your resolution, but I already accomplished that in 2024.
Yeah.
So.
And Dave, has there ever been a black person in your house?
I've had the cable fixed. Oh. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think there's been a black person in my home. I let my son's stepfather hang out in the backyard, but that's it. Yeah, dude.
You got to shoo him away from the grill.
Get.
I mean,
he won't let him inside the property.
No, I let him in the backyard. That's great. That's a property.
Dude, I don't know how to say this, man, but Lewis, you are the black person who's been in my
home.
It's you. It's you, dude.
It is.
It's always
it
been
is
you,
true.
Lewis.
Oh, no. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I've been the black guy the whole time.
What did you call him?
M. Night Shyamalaba.
Shyamalaya. I think I heard. That was a goodie.
Shyamalaba?
Shyamalaya.
Shyamalaya.
Shyamalaya, I said. How do you say his name?
I'll never not call him Shyamalaya.
How do you say his name?
M. Night.
I would say Shyamalan.
I don't think anybody really knows, so stop making fun of me like I'm a jerk off.
No, I don't know what the answer is. It's not Shyamalaya, though. And I thought you were being funny, Lewis. Sorry. I was trying to understand black humor.
It's Shyamalaya.
I was in a Def Jam back in the day. All right.
I think you guys got the context from just the M. Night. Oh, I should have just said the M. Night movie.
Rape.
What's your, do you have a retarded resolution?
No, I mean, I don't know if I have to really correct my behavior with retarded people. I'm trying to wonder if I need to correct my behavior in some way. No. I'm going to treat them all the same, like retards. But that actually means a polite thing. I would treat you like a retarded person if you're retarded, so I wouldn't freak you out, and I would be overly nice.
I wouldn't touch your ears.
I'm not going to touch your fucking ears. In fact, I'm not going to make any unwanted touch. No.
All right, my resolution is I'm going to treat all retarded people like normal people.
With the strength of lions.
I'm going to treat all normal people like they're retards.
People, yeah.
I'm just going to come up to, like, normal people and start just being like, hey, good job.
There was a retard at Dave & Buster's, and I brought my... wait a minute. It was me again, wasn't it? Fuck. God damn it. It was another Shyamalan. It was me the whole time. No, there was a retard at Dave & Buster's, and because I brought my son and a few of his friends and his cousins for his birthday... And I remember
so there was four retards there.
No!
I just had my eyes on this retard the whole time. I was like, wouldn't it be a retard that would, like, attack a child? The bright lights would fucking get him all freaked out.
But depends. There's levels of retard, dude.
No, he was a full-fledged, like, it wasn't just, like, mentally handicapped. He had some physical shit. He was kind of short. He had a big, like, lip.
A big lip.
It's one of your
big
friends.
Lip, big nose, eating
something
watermelon.
About a real big lip is attached to the level of mental retardation. I don't even know how.
This is your son's friend?
No, this is just a guy.
Oh, random. Well, they're friends now. That guy hugged James for 7 hours. That's why Lewis was stuck there.
Like, if he brought, like, a retarded kid home.
A retarded kid? I would... what am I going to do?
I'm asking.
I mean, I would feel like he's a good kid. Bringing a retard home, that's fun.
Daddy, can I keep it? We could call it sport.
If they became best friends, would you build a ramp?
Maybe. But retards don't need ramps, Jay.
You don't know that.
Some do.
Depends on the level of retards. Dude, what have you met? One kind of retarded person in your life? Yeah. Ramp traversing retarded, I guess?
No, dude. You never he's fucking, his legs work fine. He just likes to crawl up ramps. Now build him a ramp.
Yeah.
You never heard of the 36 chambers of retard? There's levels to this shit.
No, I mean, I would feel, you know, my son's a nice kid and he's made friends with a retard. That's fun. I mean, it's just, retarded people just make me uncomfortable. No.
Yeah, I know. Like, what if you wanted him over for dinner?
Oh, gotta watch a retarded person eat. That would be disgusting.
Oh my God. You got a bad night to make stroganoff.
He's like, all right, James, you can stay, but you have to feed him.
Oh my God. This is definitely gonna be all over the carpet. James, help me roll up the carpet.
Throw him in there while we're at it.
And for my my rapey resolution.
Just
I'm just sticking to date rape. No more. Oh. No more.
Hey. Hear him out. This is a big step.
No more ski mask rape for me. I'm out. I'm out of that game.
Wow, dude. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, you had a good run.
I really did.
New year, new you, dude. This is going to be big for us.
Isn't it kind of crazy how, like, Me Too was such a big thing, like, 8 years ago, and now it's just rape is gone? It's just nobody cares anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you guys didn't hear? We cured rape. It's gone. No, it doesn't happen anymore.
Rape was such a big deal to everybody for so long. Now it's hating the Jews, I think.
Yeah. Rape's going like gluten allergies. Okay. Sorry, I mean to pull the
Alex, what's your resolution this year? There's got to be something here.
I would love to quit vaping this year.
That is a good one.
Put it in the time capsule right now. Come on, Alex. You got this.
No, I can't.
Alex, come on. Just do it. Just make a step.
It's literally, if Alex puts it in the time capsule right now, after this show, she's going right to a gas station to buy another vape.
Alex, let's cut off some of your hair.
Alex would be cool, by the way, and let me cut a little piece of her hair to put in the time capsule.
I'll let you cut a little piece of my hair off.
Thank you, Alex.
Capsule.
Come here. Let me get your hair.
A little piece.
A little piece. I promise.
Don't cut off a big piece of her hair. I know how your mind works.
Dave, this bit is going to rule. Shut up.
There's no razor in the house.
What is wrong with you, Alex? Why are you about to do this?
It's a little piece of hair, Jay. She's not a pussy.
Just grab a handful.
Oh, joke's on you, Alex. This is a clone machine. Now we have a new Alex.
Oh, we can rape Alex all day now. You can't say anything about when we rape your clone.
Yeah.
Alex, if we cloned you, could we rape your clone?
Yeah.
Would you
care? Think you're allowed to fuck the Kentucky Fried Chicken chickens that have no heads and just grow in the vats?
That's not a real thing.
I don't think that's not a real thing about Kentucky Fried Chicken, is it, Jay?
Of course it is.
That was when I worked at KFC.
Well, then
that
you're allowed to rape them.
That was a rumor that it was all like genetically modified test tube chickens.
The thing they used to say was, and I don't know how many of you guys heard this thing, the rumor that KFC didn't have real chickens. They had like genetically modified. This is the thing I remember hearing. And what they would say is they'd go, that's why they don't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken. They just call it KFC. Until you heard every single KFC commercial where they always call it Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even kind of true.
No, but those chickens are like, it's like they're like Drago. They have all the things all over them, or they're running on treadmills and shit. Unnatural.
That's a great reference.
Unnatural, dude.
Punching pig.
Whatever chicken hits, he destroys.
If he's fried, he's fried.
Nice. Nice.
I guess we'll keep on trying to find things for this time capsule.
Lindsay Ross gave me her key to the golden nugget from Skankfest this year.
That is a good thing.
I was going
to... The key to the golden nugget. Thank you, Lindsay Ross. By the way, I had a dream that I murdered Lindsay Ross recently.
I was going to bring it. I couldn't find it.
Here we go.
Do you think it was a dream or like you were seeing into the future?
This is our champagne. Is this good stuff or cheap shit? What type of champagne is champagne?
That's real champagne.
You don't. So why'd you say it's good stuff? You lying piece of shit. You just said it's good stuff for no reason.
Sir.
Oh, it's the good stuff for us. I did tell him to get good stuff for us.
All right. Here.
I said give the losers in the audience the cheap shit, but us, we get the good stuff.
Get Derek some apple juice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need some like sparkling apple cider or some shit like that.
Can we get Derek a cup of cum? Veuve Clicquot. Hell yeah, the good stuff. Which I also showed up at Jay's home with a bottle of Veuve Clicquot for his housewarming. Dave, did you give him anything?
Yeah.
What'd you bring?
What did we give you? Like a fancy cutting board thing or something?
Nice cheese display board.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was not. What?
No, it's good. I really thought you were going to forget. And I thought I was going to have something over you.
Yeah, do you think I would come over to my friend's house the first time, literally,
in a
just close on
situation?
A house, and not have my wife bring him a housewarming gift? Is that what you think? Is that who you think I am? You think that little of me that you think she would forget that?
Dave,
love you, babe.
Dave gave it to him, such a hilarious, like, hey, nice, here.
I don't know why she insisted on, like, putting it in, like my seat in the car. I had to ride with it.
Well, it's also, I think it's hilarious that Lauren has, I mean, a really beautiful, but it's such a big truck, so huge, and she just has to drive you around like you're her chick.
Yeah.
So funny.
My wife has to let everyone know she's got a bigger dick than them with her giant car. It is a monster of a car, but it's great. I love it.
From the passenger seat?
Dave, put the keys for it right now in the time capsule.
I mean, we have
right
to...
Right now, dude. I'll do the hair if you do the time capsule.
I mean, we have to go home after this.
No, but you can figure it out. The place opens up on Monday.
All right. Babe, we got to start the car with this. Let's go.
You guys also for the countdown, which is we're just 15 minutes away now from 2025, which is very exciting, guys. Come on, folks.
Yes, sir.
Alex, do you have the music? Da, 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 da. Do you have that music?
Come on. It's almost the year we round up the Jews.
This is Derek's apple juice? Okay, here.
Wait. Now, Lewis, that's not
what,
funny.
Dude,
that's
here,
not
yeah.
funny.
What, dude? There it is.
Don't
damn,
do
Lewis, man.
There's Molly and Ecstasy in there. Just
now, here.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Lewis.
That one does look different.
Yeah.
Lewis, I know we only have 15 minutes, but if you want to work on that lock of hair for me.
Where's the razor?
He got it.
Got him a whole kit.
Damn, somebody went to CVS?
Is that you're not going to be able to put shaving-creamed hair in the fucking thing.
Yeah, sure you can.
You tap it in.
Absolutely. It's retarded. You're not actually doing it. If you let me cut off a giant piece of your fucking hair.
That's not the deal you made.
Come on, you guys also asked for a razor at 11 p.m. Yeah. on New Year's Eve when there's just no way we're going to be able to get you a razor from a place that's open.
By the way, Alex?
Oh, you have? Okay.
We have a razor, you idiot.
That's great. Okay.
Alex's whole point.
Damn, that was crazy. Alex, sorry, no, I mean, I'm not going to go
razor?
Find a fucking razor.
It's like, are you guys crazy? 11 p.m. New Year's Eve? It ain't happening. They just handed it to us.
That's cool. Really is, it is a defeatist attitude on your part, although I will say, in Alex's defense, we really do just, we are fucking like privileged prima donnas where we do just go, get us a razor. And it never even occurred to me that I'm asking for this at 11:20 on New Year's Eve.
Guys, every 7-Eleven and gas station has razors. It's not hard to find a razor in this area.
There's a gas station across the street, I assume.
Yes, there's literally a gas station across the street. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, Danny Braff. He's like, I got a razor right here.
Oh, I always have it in case I have to shave in my car.
Can you make him shave?
Did somebody
the Hitler
say razor? I have razors.
Does he have to keep the Hitler mustache the whole night?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're the Jewish person to get a razor blade to shave a Hitler mustache into a Puerto Rican. It sounds like a riddle.
It's ridiculous. It's not the same thing. I already had problems with it, as you mentioned it. I'm talking about cutting literally a little fucking snippet of hair right there.
I did not make this deal.
Give me the scissors.
You presented
now.
A deal. I said, sure, I'll do it if you're going to let me do a Hitler mustache.
Lewis.
And then you got mad at the deal.
That's crazy.
Let me do it. I'll do it nice.
No, I'm not. We're not in a prison cell. I'm not letting you shave me.
Oh, dude. And then Gio's going to massage your back a little bit while you.
Oh, yeah.
No. Massage his back while Derek shaves you.
Yeah.
He's going to light a cigarette with two pieces of lead and a piece of toilet paper.
You can braid my hair while he shaves you.
What is this? What would you do for a Wawa pretzel? I didn't really get it when it was brought up, but I think we have a bunch of Wawa pretzels.
Do we have the Wawa pretzels?
I think so. Tom?
Yeah, I think they're.
They're right behind us. What would you do for a Wawa pretzel? I will shave my mustache into a Hitler mustache.
For a Wawa pretzel? Yeah, I think the question was, they're Wawa pretzels, no doubt.
How many Wawa pretzels are in here?
A bunch. I guess we're assuming people are going to do a lot of stuff for Wawa pretzels.
Well, we got 11 minutes till New Year's. Who wants to earn themselves a Wawa pretzel?
This could be the chance to make your last mistakes. Of 2024.
Let's get that blonde slut who got kicked out earlier.
Oh.
Is she back?
She's not coming back up the steps.
Danny, did you find her? Is she back? Go look.
Hey, sorry your relationship fell apart, but take this consolation prize.
Two pretzels.
A nice Wawa pretzel.
I mean, I think, here's what I think. I just think at midnight when we do the countdown, we just start throwing, pegging them at people's heads just hard. Bang.
No, dude. That's a dense, nice pretzel. That's going to really fucking get, you're going to get some torque on that and hurt somebody.
They're also refrigerated. They're pretty cold.
Yeah, you could hurt someone with a Wawa pretzel. Yeah.
That's a good one.
What was the idea here?
What would people do for a Wawa pretzel? I didn't bring this to the table.
Whose idea was this?
I know you thought it was mine because it's Wawa pretzels.
I know. You are,
there's a lot that I would do for a Wawa
pretzel. You are half Italian, half Wawa pretzel.
That's true.
Like, this must be a
Oh, my Wawa pretzel side, that is. G-Mike, I thought, brought this up. But did we do this before, you said.
What do we do here, G-Mike?
Yeah, we've done it before on the show. I think Jay brought a bunch of Wawa pretzels, and it's just, what would you do for a Wawa pretzel?
No, I got it.
Thanks for really clarifying that there, G-Mike.
I don't think appreciate anybody that. Will do
that
anything
was the funniest thing of the whole
pretzel.
Night so far. He goes, oh, Lou, see, here it is. What would you do for a Wawa pretzel?
So it's like a Klondike bar. But
how about this? How about this? If
well, it's not going
to
melt.
Why don't we get some new, before we get before we go on? Why don't we get some New Year's resolutions?
You don't need a freezer.
And if we feel like their New Year's resolution warrants a Wawa pretzel, they win a Wawa pretzel.
Yeah. Then we will whiz a pretzel at your head.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for what would you do for a Wawa pretzel? Yay!
The game's very simple, everybody. Mike, why don't you tell them the rules?
Well, we have a Wawa pretzel. And we're curious as to what anyone in the crowd would do for one of those pretzels.
Mike, if there's still some people who aren't understanding it, could you clarify it a little bit more for them?
I mean, there's things to do, and we have about a dozen Wawa pretzels.
Now it's making sense.
If you do a thing, you might get one.
Okay, I'm on board now.
All right, we have someone saying they will drink anything you give them.
Anything? Time out.
Oh,
yeah, alcohol. That's not fun.
Any free alcohol you will, yeah, will drink.
I will, okay. I'll take $100 for a Wawa pretzel.
I like that guy said, I'll drink anything you give me, and then Mike repeated it, and as soon as he heard Mike repeat it, he went, that's not right. That's not what I was agreeing to at all. I'm not agreeing to drink a cup of jizz right now. For a fucking Wawa pretzel.
Sir, if you drink my cum, I will give you a Wawa pretzel. Let's start the negotiating there.
All right, all right. That sounds crazy. What'd two Wawa pretzels.
Yeah. You have to come on alcohol.
What do we got here? No, I said if your cum was made of gin, then yes, I will drink it.
No, it's made of jizz.
Yeah. Jizz.
Said that wrong.
It is a, yes, it's, sir, it sir, sounds what is, similar,
what is your
no.
New Year's resolution, sir? What are you going to change about
my
your life
New Year's
this year?
Resolution maybe is I'm not going to pick up microphones and say dumb shit in it anymore.
Very good. You just want a Wawa pretzel, sir.
Louis, you got to put more arc on those things, dude. You're going to hurt somebody's hand.
You know, a lot of people have to guzzle a lot of gin to get that Wawa pretzel, but you got it just for your resolution.
Is anybody else? Oh, wait, is somebody in the back? That's Tom. You'll get a Hitler mustache.
Yo, let's do it. I'll show
you'll
you
do guys. It right now.
Guys, come up here right now. Give it up for this guy.
All right.
And he's got a full beard.
Yeah. Derek, you're shaving.
He guys, planned on doing it anyways.
He was like, dude, I'll show you my Nazi tattoos. Yeah.
This is his New Year's resolution.
This is it.
Finally, gonna get that Hitler mustache.
And you don't have to pay for the razor.
Will I get a Charlie Chaplin mustache? Sir, can you do me a favor? Speak into a microphone. Thank you.
Will you get a Charlie Chaplin mustache? Since you're such a great comedian.
I'm not shaving my mustache. I look ugly without a mustache. And then I'm going to have to shave it down. I'm going to look like an ugly turtle again for a whole month. And I don't want to look like an ugly turtle.
It takes you a month to make that?
It makes me a full month to get back here, folks.
That's crazy. You can't be Latino if it takes you a month to grow it.
Sir, can you stop saying jokes?
Fucking 7 minutes left. Let's go.
We really only have 7 minutes.
Let's go. We got 7 minutes.
Oh, James just texted me. Dad, are you shaving a Hitler mustache? How does he know?
He's like, I had a dream and woke up.
No, he prematurely texted me 3 minutes ago, Happy New Year. What, really? You're just getting it out of the way, you piece of shit? Hold on, I'm going to voice text. It's not New Year's yet.
I should have yelled quickly, like, Gabo or something.
Here, he's going to shave. Come over here, dude.
Oh, I got to go over my
guys, give it up for
Let's
this guy.
Go!
His arm was broken by a Jew, and this is the only way he can get them back. This guy rules, dude.
Yeah, can we don't shave over me.
Can we get some German nationalist music on, please?
No, get closer to get
can
closer
you play
to Dave.
Du Hast. Du Hast.
That's a lot,
just
dude.
A stash.
All right. In the meantime, let's get another resolution. Anybody else have a resolution for a Wawa pretzel? Resolution for the.
I would use the scissors first and trim a chunk of it down. Give me the scissors. Give me the scissors. Too
that's
going
to be a tough shave. It's a long beard.
Too late.
Ah, he says he got
it. These guys from this prison barbershop.
Nah, I got it.
I got it. It'd be fun if he just slit his throat right now.
Close your eyes.
Slit his fucking throat.
Sir, in the meantime, what's your New Year's resolution,
hold
sir?
Hold on, I got you.
I don't have any. I got to be honest.
No. Yeah, there you go.
By the way, if he cuts you, you can't sue us. That's a him thing.
Yes.
Lewis, stop making him laugh.
Sue me for what?
Stop splattering that shit everywhere, bro.
Jesus Christ. Miss, what's your New Year's resolution?
How do you have crabs on your face?
Hitler mustache?
maybe to have a little more patience with my son.
A little more patience with your son. Stop hitting your kid, you crazy bitch.
That was a
great
nice
catch.
Great snag, by the way.
Great catch.
Are you, so when you say more patience with your son, what are you doing these days?
Hitting him or anything. It's just
we're choking.
Patience. He's 6 years old.
He's 6?
All right. Yeah. I got a 6-year-old too. So what do? They're just like, they whine and you're just like, shut the fuck up.
Wait, what kind of Puerto Rican are you?
What kind
of Puerto Rican?
Try
biting
them.
I am not Puerto Rican.
Ecuadorian?
Wow.
Ecuadorian,
she said that like she was offended by the implication.
Ecuadorian.
What are you?
Ecuadorian.
You get another Wawa pretzel.
There you go.
I hit her in the face that time. That's
not my
fault.
In the face. That was your fault.
I thought she had a good catching hand.
She wasn't a fucking shortstop. She caught the first one. You lost it.
Ecuadorian lady, Lewis just pegged you in the face with the pretzel. Let's pretend it's the new year and he's your 3-year-old son. How are you going to deal with them?
Mom.
No, that's the old Ecuadorian mom. How are you going to handle it next year?
Also, Lewis, it is her fault because she's Ecuadorian. She's been playing barefoot baseball since she was 3 years old. She should have put that one, pulled that one in.
I would say no, but sure.
All right. What about this guy right here, back here with the suit T-shirt? We do have 4 minutes until it's a new year, folks. What's your resolution, sir?
How's the Hitler mustache coming?
Wawa pretzel on the line, folks. You don't have good resolutions, sir. You get a Wawa pretzel. He had nothing.
You know what? You need a Wawa pretzel.
Jay's going to take a Wawa pretzel, so I don't give them all out.
We're taking Wawa pretzels.
We're taking them. Might as well have a napkin. Might as well get a little cripple one, you know what I mean?
It's New Year.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me type in the New Year's countdown. New Year's countdown. Because it's coming up, guys, very soon.
Make sure you say it as you're spelling it.
Let me see.
Count.
Perfect.
Is that good?
Good.
That's a good Hitler mustache right there.
Get him off stage.
This guy, hold on, dude.
Hold on. Put it back up.
Yeah. You earned a lot more. Well, these people got one. This guy said no resolution and got one. He's got to get three.
I just want to apologize to you three for enjoying this too much. I'm sorry to all the Jewish people.
Sir, what's your New Year's resolution? Big guy in the front row with a bald head.
Sir, you just won a Wawa pretzel. You didn't even notice. It's a big day for you.
We have 2 minutes and 23 seconds until it's 25, guys.
Yeah!
Wow, this is a big deal. Everyone's getting Wawa pretzels. I got one more Wawa pretzel. It's got to be somebody special.
I haven't heard anybody say sleep with a Dominican.
If you do it, you still got 2 minutes and 20 seconds to do it, if you want to.
Don't sleep with a Dominican. That's when they start doing stuff.
1 minute, 57 seconds. Will any woman show her tits for a Wawa pretzel?
Put the pretzel in the fucking time capsule, bro.
Will any man show his cock for a Wawa pretzel? Let's go. I'm ready for it.
Oh, we got a Skankfest lanyard.
Oh, is that for the
VIP
time capsule?
Oh, access.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, I feel bad. Dude, you're going to give this away?
No. You can't use
the time capsule.
It'll be cool when we open this. If we ever do.
You guys
hold on, we got another Ecuadorian in the back.
That.
I'm Bolivian, really close, actually.
But yeah.
Is it this?
Oh, this guy was in January 6th, the legend lane.
Oh, shit. They had Mexicans there, too?
Bolivians. What you call it, my New Year's resolution. Basically, I've been steady with my girl, and I want to keep it that way.
Oh, good. That's a nice resolution.
What you doing?
And I got a couple things for the time capsule.
No, that was very nice, but I'm sorry. You owe us a
Wawa. You hear all the
pretzel.
Incels? Yeah, yeah. All the fools that don't get pussy over there and shit.
Mustache guy, give him a
resolution for Wawa pretzels.
Great resolution, sir. More Wawa pretzels is a great resolution.
We have 49 seconds,
folks. This is a big deal, guys.
We're almost there.
We have more stuff for the capsule. Let's go. What is it? What do we got? Rolling papers and...
it's a DMV Metro card, just in case you're around D.C. and you got papers, too, and you run across some fool, you can chief.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. 30 seconds,
folks. Repeat back what he said.
I don't know what he said. I have no idea what he said. I think he was speaking Bolivian.
Sim blam, boom, blingy blam.
Chickeny China, the Chinese chicken. I think he said that.
Woo, 20 seconds.
Let's see, guys. We are 15 seconds away. Guys, hold on. We got to do. You got the music, Alex?
Yeah.
All right, ready? 13, 12, 11, wait. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Why'd you get the shittiest version of the song? This is the worst version that's ever been made of this song. It's terrible.
Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year. Cheers.
Happy New Year's, guys. Thank you all.
Happy New Year.
This is the depressing version of the song, Alex.
Well, guys, everything's different now.
Wow, guys, new year, new us.
Is this the Yiddish version?
That was the most depressing
countdown. Remember last year that fat girl broke up with her guy for that stupid guy out there?
That was so 2024, Jay. Yeah.
This is all right. So I mean, we have a little time left here. What are we, guys? What are we most looking for?
Let's keep this going until 2026. What
Let's
do you guys
fucking
say?
Go!
Oh, hold on. I think
it's like
I
boogie
think,
nights. Let's never leave this room, okay? You'll be my dad.
This might be Baby James. Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Who's this?
Anne-Marie.
Oh, Anna, it's you. I thought it was my son. Old lady.
She's hung up on your 90-year-old aunt.
She's 87.
You know, it's cool.
I thought it was my son. I was excited. What are you guys looking forward to most for 2025, guys? What a faggy answer. You're looking forward to a president. Ugh.
Yeah. Fucking losers.
What? We said it last... Oh, it came out tonight. It's New Orleans, November 14th through 16th. Yeah! First time ever in New Orleans. It's going to be wild. I'm actually probably looking forward to Skankfest next year. I mean, it's the first time we're changing locations in 3 years. It's going to be crazy. I'm pretty sure Notoriety is going to sue us, but that's okay. We were under contract for a few more years in Vegas, but that's okay.
You guys, I will say... When you find out who's coming, all right. Trump. Trump's going to be there. Yeah, he's doing the naked roast.
Nice.
It's him versus Chris Christie.
Jay, what are you looking forward to most this year, 2025, baby? You got your new house.
Yes, indeed.
You're deepening your pool.
I was deep in a pool.
Jay bought a house with a pool, but the pool's only 4.5 feet deep.
Did not know that upon purchase.
First of all, I never even knew that was a thing, that there was a swimming pool in a house that's only 4 feet. But it's just hilarious for your most, like, Jay's a pretty gigantic person.
He's 6'4".
He's literally, like, Jay, in a 4-foot pool, Jay looks like he's, like, putting his toes in. Like, he might as well.
It's going to look like Jay got in the pool and the water was displaced.
I got to think these people were swingers.
They weren't divers.
Yeah. There's no way to, for any other reason than you need your dick always above water to have a fucking pool that little.
Unless you're a little person. Could have been a little person's pool.
No. They weren't little people. Although the chandelier when you first walk in is low.
No, that is a good point. By the way, that was a weird little... The house is beautiful, but when you first walk in the front door, there's a chandelier right there, and it's right at this level, I would say.
Are the doorknobs at your knees?
Did you meet the owners, for the previous owners?
One of them.
Now that I think about it, your realtor told you to click your heels 3 times.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they did perform the lollipop guilt for you when you walked in as a welcome.
When I did get the house, there were 2 feet sticking out from underneath it.
He's like, I did get the house after a tornado.
For this year, I'm excited to put this double crowd work album or double crowd work special.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. What are you most excited for, Dave? 2025, baby. It's going to be a big year. I know it's no resolutions, but it's going to be a huge year for you.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, having a moment of seriousness, like Jay saying the crowd work albums. I mean, we launched partoftheproblem.com, and that's been going really good. I'm nice. Very excited. Thank you. I'm just like, I feel like this last year was like the best year professionally in my career that I've, by far. And I think there's like some things I kind of see that it's like to really take it to the next level. So I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited for Legion of Skanks. I think this is the fucking funniest show in the fucking world. And I'm excited for us to kind of like take it. I know, and this is kind of one of the things that happens. This is true with any show that's been long running. Whenever there's a show that's long running, there'll always be people who are like, I liked it better in this era, or I liked it better back in the day. And I understand even, like, there are things that, like, in Legion of Skanks in 2015 was a different vibe than now. But
we had nothing to lose.
Yeah, that was the vibe. The vibe was, I found $20 on the street, and I'm thrilled. But I think this last year was the best year of shows we've ever had. And I think we're going to do even better next year. So I'm excited for everything, man. And I think we're all, you know, things are going really good, man. So I don't know. I don't want to jinx it or nothing like that. But I'm very excited for this next year. And also, fucking Bobby Kennedy is going to clean up that health department. Am I right? Or what? Low-hanging fruit. You throw one out there. Well, he just texted me and he resigned. So there.
Look, everything's been great with the fucking shows. It's been awesome. I'm just excited to fucking watch. Like, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I really mean it. Not to be an emotional fag, but I walked into your house today. I mean, it's so cool. We started this shit in my living room with shitty microphones, shitty equipment. We had no idea that any of this was going to turn into anything. And we all have fucking really cool shit because we have the greatest fans in the fucking world. I really mean that. Without this show and without what we have, I mean, this is the core of everything that we all fucking do and of everything that we've ever built. So, I'm just fucking really happy and excited to see where the show's going. I'm excited to get new producers on the show, which is pretty sick. Out with the old, in with the new, which is pretty awesome.
We should just hire their significant others to replace them every year. We just flip them back and forth.
Good idea. It's a good idea.
Since we're being gay now, could I say something? I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for us and shit
that.
Come on, man.
Holy shit.
Don't run away from your feelings.
Mushrooms gay. He's on shrooms. He's feeling mushy.
Yeah, dude. Did I take you?
For 2025, I'm going to focus on my podcast and my podcast only.
What's the name of that podcast, maybe?
On the Gate.
On the Gate is a great show.
Yeah,
it's a great
show. I'm going to be focusing all my energy as the co-host of the Live First show. Going.
Boom!
Hold on, hold on. Guys, give me a joke. Wait, you're telling me Lev Furr has a show?
That's what I'm trying to tell Derek.
Alex is wearing a Lev Furr coat right now.
Yeah, that's come nice. On.
I'm trying. Telling some jokes up here. Oh, there's my son now. Yay. Here he goes. Let me say happy.
Let's go, baby James.
James, we're on the Legion of Skanks podcast right now. I'm assuming you wanted to call to say what?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
happy
you.
Happy New Year. Year.
Say happy New Year.
Happy New Year, James. It's Uncle Dave. Happy New Year.
Thanks, man. Happy New Year to you.
And I love you. And happy birthday, too. Belated.
Thanks.
What are you doing right now? Got some chicks over, drinking some beers? What?
Obviously.
Chip off the old hilarious. Block.
We're going to be hilarious. Off in just a few minutes, Bubba. I'll call you back when I'm off, okay?
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
I said I love you.
Wow. You that really did sound like an end of a relationship call. I love you. Got it. Bye. I love you.
See you around.
Right back at
you. Okay, okay.
He feels guilty saying this. He just ordered a 23andMe report to make sure.
No, I mean, look, it really was a great year. And and I am fucking around because it's a big part of the reason we had such an amazing year was because of the work that Alex and G-Mike have put into this show. They leveled up the show in so many fucking ways. We're on our fourth YouTube channel. We've built it all up again. We're about to get that plaque. We're close to 100,000 subscribers on the newest YouTube channel. We're probably going to get kicked off YouTube one more time. They don't want to give us a plaque, but we're going to keep on creating new YouTube channels as long as G-Mike does it, because I don't know how that works.
We want that plaque.
We want that plaque so fucking badly.
We've almost had that YouTube plaque so many times.
It's crazy. Crazy. But yeah, dude, I'm really proud of you, Jay. Watching you move into this house has really inspired me. I'm fucking pumped. Everyone here is, I'm truly my best fucking friends. I get to work with my best friends, literally doing my fucking dream job. So whatever. I just want to say thank you guys to everyone that's here tonight. Thank you to my best friends, and thank you to fucking these scumbags.
Faggot.
Faggot. Faggot. Faggot. Faggot!
Oh shit, James is still on the phone.
Oh, everybody, how about for Gio Perez and Derek Drescher joining us up here? We'll catch you guys next time on the Legion of Skanks. Everybody, happy New Year's. Until then, peace, everybody.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Louis?
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you're ever trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious. I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.